Rapid variations of CIV spectra in a flare observed by IRIS at a sub-second cadence, by Juraj Lorencik et al. We report on observations of highly varying CIV 1402.77 line profiles observed with the Interface Region Imaging Spectrograph, IRIS, during the M-class flare from 2022 January 18 at an unprecedented 0.8 s cadence. Moment analysis of this line observed in flare ribbon kernels showed that the intensity, Doppler velocity, and non-thermal broadening exhibited variations with periods below 10 s. These variations were found to be correlated with properties of the Gaussian fit to a well-resolved secondary component of the line redshifted by up to 70 km S1, while the primary component was consistently observed near the rest wavelength of the line. A particularly high correlation was found between the non-thermal broadening of the line resulting from the moment analysis and the redshift of the secondary component. This means that the oscillatory enhancements in the line broadening were due to plasma flows, away from the observer, with varying properties. A simple deprojection of the Doppler velocities of the secondary component based on a three-dimensional reconstruction of flare loops rooted in the kernel suggests that the observed flows were caused by downflows and compatible with strong condensation flows recently predicted by numerical simulations. Furthermore, peaks of the intensity and the trends of Doppler velocity of the Gaussian fit to the secondary component, averaged in the ribbon, were found to correspond to one of the quasi-periodic pulsations, QPPs, detected during the event in the soft X-ray flux, as measured by the Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellite, GOES, and the microwave radio flux, as measured by the expanded Owens Valley Solar Array, EOVSA. This result supports a scenario in which the QPPs were driven by repeated magnetic reconnection. This was rapid variations of CIV spectra in a flare observed by IRIS at a sub-second cadence, by Juraj Lorencik et al.